Hey guys, happy Friday. Josh here from Solopreneur Grind. Josh desperately needs a haircut, which usually means that it's been a busy week. I'm not in front of my regular blank canvas background because I'm in the office today. Usually I do these in the morning. It's now 1 p.m. Busy morning, so I couldn't get this done earlier in the day, but still wanted to get it in, just make it a bit of a habit, give a bit of an update, and talk a little bit for a few minutes each morning, Monday to Friday, so you won't see me over the weekend. But anyways, very quickly, had a busy week. Last week was quiet, and just in the nature of the work that I do, the work can kind of be very up and down, very ebb and flow. This week was one of those, I don't know whether the upside is the ebb or the flow part, but it was busy. Busy, good. Good is busy. It means you're billing. It means you're doing work. It means you're, getting stuff done. And I normally what happens for me is by Friday afternoon, I hit a bit of a wall, you know, especially if you've had a busy week. And over the years, I've thought about how to kind of battle that. So what I've done recently, meaning the last few months even, is since I work by myself, I can do this. When I work for a company, excuse me as I take a quick sip. When I work for a company, you don't have a choice, right? You go in at whatever, 9, and you work till 5 or later or earlier or whatever your hours are. When you work for yourself, when you're an entrepreneur, you can set your own hours, which means that you can adapt your hours to when you are most productive and stay away from them when you're not productive. So one thing I do, most days I work fairly structured. So Monday through Thursday, I'm usually at the computer by 8:30 and working. Maybe I'll stop around 4 or 5 o'clock, take a break, make dinner, maybe do an hour or two at night if I need to do more or if I didn't have enough time or whatever. But Fridays, I've always kind of hit a wall around 2, 3 p.m. And so what I realized is, yes, you can try and fight through that and work inefficiently, or you can call it as it is, call it a little bit early, or save certain types of work for that block. So like I'll block off 2 to 4 p.m. on a Friday and save that for, you know, work that you might not have to think much about, maybe more heavy like admin work, you know, documentation type work, music that you can, work you can do to the with music on. I can't normally work with music that has lyrics, but maybe you save the kind of meaningless work till Friday afternoon so you can put some beats on and just work till that. Sometimes, or honestly, most Fridays when I'm not super busy or there's not things I have to get done, by 4 p.m., sometimes even 3 p.m., I don't think that'll happen today, but some Fridays I'll just cut out. I'll just go home, relax, take a break, make a snack, whatever. I tend to work on the weekends anyways, so I'd rather, I'll read. You know, that's another good thing to do Friday afternoon is education. So, you know, usually you don't carve out time between 9 to 5 to read business books, blogs, learn something that you need to know for your business next week. And Friday afternoon, I find, is a great time for that. So you may not be efficient doing your billable work or, you know, client work, but instead of fighting through it and being half as efficient, why don't you do something that's a little more meaningless that you can fight through or that you'll still get benefit from, like education, learning, trainings? And then, if you need to, on the weekend, you carve out a few hours and you do what work you would have done then. So for me, usually that's either Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I'll go to a coffee shop, I'll go for a walk, you know, go for a walk, settle in at a coffee shop, and do an extra 2 hours of work on the weekend, kind of in a more relaxed environment, more relaxed state, that I would have done on Friday afternoon. It just works better for me. I think everyone will probably have their own kind of patterns or things that work best for them. So maybe you're a rock star Friday afternoon, but you suck in the morning. You just hate waking up that fifth morning in a row. So you sleep in Friday. You still get to work and then you make it up on the weekend, or you sleep in and you read a book in bed before you get up, something like that. So anyways, that's my approach to Friday. I think you can apply it to almost any day of the week, to be honest. So if you're working by yourself and you happen to be a night owl, you don't have to get up and be a morning person at 7 a.m. if it means your work's going to be crap. You're better off sleeping in, starting later, and then working later, because that's when you thrive anyways. So another beautiful benefit of working for yourself, entrepreneurship, all that good stuff. I mean, there's plenty of benefits. But one of them is you can kind of craft your schedule around your productivity, you know, the times that you work best. So just another thought before Friday. Hope you had a good week, right on the 5-minute mark. And I will chat with you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.